The Psychiatry Residency Training Program at Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is a program that emphasizes the knowledge, skills, and principles that residents can take with them as they look to help patients worldwide with their mental health concerns. And joining me today to tell us more about the program is Dr. Monica Dingra. She's the director of the Psychiatry Residency Program at Bergen Newbridge Medical Center. This is Wellness Waves, a Bergen Newbridge Medical Center podcast. I'm Scott Webb. Doctor, thanks so much for joining me today. Why did you become the Psychiatry Residency Training Program Director? What does it mean to be a psychiatry resident at Bergen Newbridge?
I was a former resident, graduated from Bergen Newbridge Medical Center 2 decades ago. And I have gone on after to have my own practice, treat innumerable number of patients. And what I realized, two things that I realized from practicing in the last 15 plus years was, I'm a teacher. I enjoy teaching. I learn better. I read. I practice better when I teach. And B, this is my way of giving back to the program that made me who I am today.
Yeah, I love hearing stories like this where the student becomes the teacher, if you will.
Yeah.
And want to find out, you know, what does it mean when we think about being a psychiatry resident there? What does that mean exactly?
The residency program is a 4-year program that begins July 1st. What it means to be a resident in the Department of Psychiatry at Bergen Newbridge means you have to be ready to learn from whatever walks into the door. You have to have that passion to get excited when a patient walks in instead of worrying that this is another patient and it's going to keep you from going home. So the passion to want to learn from patients, because the one asset of Bergen Newbridge is the volume of patients. The more we see, the more we learn. The more we treat, the more confident we become. And the more confident we become, we walk out of here at the end of that 4th year fearless. No patient scares us. No psychopathology scares us. And we're able to treat whatever comes our way and provide the best care. Because you know, the field of psychiatry requires you to become very empathetic. It requires you to have compassion, because it requires you to talk with the families and help families understand what their loved one is going through. So passion toward the field, compassion towards the patients and their families, and this fearless desire to see whatever you can and treat whatever you can. That's what Bergen Newbridge residents are.
Yeah, and it just seems like such an appropriate word, fearless. So when we think about becoming fearless, you know, for these residents, tell us about the knowledge, skills, and principles that they learn in the program.
Knowledge is everything that we can teach them academically about the field of psychiatry, how to diagnose, how to treat, how to educate, how to take the stigma from the community and the families out. Explore ways for the next of kin, for the caretakers, to take their own burden away. So that's the knowledge. Skills is, again, to be able to treat every psychopathology, to be able to be skilled enough to diagnose, to understand what pharmacological and psychotherapeutic treatment they need, and to provide it for them. And principle is just one. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center psychiatry resident will do what they want to be done for their families when they walk into this place. So do no harm and provide the best care possible.
Yeah, so when we think about the teaching side of this, what are the long-term expectations for psychiatric education?
The long-term expectations, so the background of Bergen Newbridge Behavioral Health Department is a lot of our faculty, a lot of our attending psychiatrists are former residents from the program. So the expectations are, number one, to want to give back to the program who handpicked you to become a psychiatrist and be able to work as a psychiatrist for the rest of your life. So which means to teach, to come back as visiting faculty and teach the residents, mentor the residents, become a part of the alumni. The second expectation is to take that knowledge that you've learned here and continue to grow on it. You know, my formula is very straightforward. Your teaching stops when you walk out of here after you graduate, but life lessons still continue. So you still have to continue to provide empathy and compassionate care to your patients. You still have to involve the families. You still have to have interpersonal skills when you work with your team members. So to take the skills that you learn from here and wherever you go in this world to practice, to hold on to those skills, because that's our core, that's our pride. We teach you those skills. And the third part is to continue to learn, continue to read, continue to improve your academic knowledge, because the field of medicine, the field of psychiatry is always evolving.
Yeah, always evolving for sure. And does the residency program host medical, DO, PA students to learn, you know, more about the vast field of psychiatry through the clinical rotations?
You're absolutely correct. It was interesting you asked me, because my class this morning was with medical, DO, and PA students. We have about 6 schools actively sending us their students. It's a 4 to 6 week rotation that they do for their core requirements, and then they choose to come back as an elective, have to do an elective in the field of psychiatry. And almost each student at the end of that 6th week walks in here and says, I did not know that the field of psychiatry was this vast. I did not know that there was so much psychopathology. And I did not know that it required so much compassion and to almost become a detective to find reasons why the person is behaving the way they're behaving so that you can provide the appropriate treatment for them.
I love hearing that. It sounds like such amazing and fascinating work. And we think about the expectations of the training staff. Maybe you can take us through them.
Bergen-Newbridge residency training is 4 years. The first 2 years is all requirements. ACGME guides the program into what the requirements are for the residents in training, and that's the national requirement. So the first 2 years, they are required to do all inpatient units, patients who are admitted in the inpatient units. We are fortunate to have an emergency room, which is a medical emergency room, but it has a very high volume of psychiatric patients. So the PGY2, postgraduate training residents, in the 2nd year are required to rotate through the emergency room as well, where they actually see the acute pathology as they walk into the hospital. And the second part where we are very fortunate is we have a consultation liaison department. Because remember, everything that walks in with a psychiatric symptomatology may not be psychiatric, it may be medical. And then we become consults. Then we are required to treat the symptoms alongside the medical team or the surgical team or XYZ, other fields of medicine that are treating the patient. So the consultation liaison team, the psychiatric emergency room, and inpatient units are the first 2 years of training, which is very rigorous. You follow an attending, you have your own patients, you evaluate your own patients, everything is under supervision, discuss the medications, change the medications, and then to discharge the patient. So it's from admission to discharge, the resident walks along with the patient, along with the attending supervising them. The 3rd year postgraduates in training are now in the outpatient department, the ambulatory services, which is a partial hospital and an outpatient clinic, where there's a little more independence. You know, we've given them the skills to understand how to treat patient pharmacologically, what supportive psychotherapy to provide, and who to refer the patient to. So PGY3 is when they start using those tools. They treat the patients pharmacologically. They will refer the patient to the appropriate psychotherapist. And it's, again, done under supervision. There is outpatient psychiatrist attendings who will supervise the residents. By PGY4, 4th year postgraduate training is all elective. And the goal of the PGY 4 year is to train these residents to take on the world. You know, this is a bubble. The residency program is always a bubble. They're protected, they're supervised, they're taught, they make mistakes. We learn through the mistakes, but in the real world, it's different. You now have to treat the patients independently. You may not have supervision. You may have to make decisions on the spot. So our PGY 4 year is mostly electives, where they work as what is called junior attendings. So they have a little more independence in treating patients. They have a voice, they have an opinion, and the attending will allow them to voice that opinion and let them treat the patients as if they were the treating physician. And this also gives them not just confidence, it also teaches them in the real world how to document so that utilization review and insurance companies understand what you're trying to say, how to involve the families, how to involve the providers in the community, what the standard of care along the nation is. So that's our PGY 4 year.
Doctor, as we wrap up, tell us about the Medical Center's alumni, specifically how they expand their psychiatric program's knowledge base and their value to patients with mental health concerns nationwide.
It's interesting you ask that, because we are in the process of creating an alumni. We don't have a organized alumni organization yet. But what I've seen is, as I've grown from an associate program director to a program director, the residents can go to North Dakota or Florida or California. They will call back and they will say, we would like to take a class over Zoom and teach the residents about how to run an outpatient practice or how to get into a fellowship. We would like to mentor the residents. We would like to teach them about psychopharmacology. We want the residents to come to our practice and learn what TMS or ketamine treatment is. We would like the residents to come and see ECT. So the alumni, the unorganized alumni that we have, the residents who've graduated from here, will always call back and want to be a part of the program, want to be a part of the learning process for the younger generation, and want to guide them.
Yeah, that sounds really good. And I really do appreciate your time today. We've talked a lot about here today about teaching and learning, and I've learned so much, and I'm sure listeners have as well. So thank you so much, and you stay well.
Thank you so much.
Visit our website at newbridgehealth.org to learn more about the psychiatry residency training program at Bergen Newbridge Medical Center. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for additional topics of interest. Thanks for listening to this episode of Wellness Waves. I'm Scott Webb. Stay well.